Got a beautiful photo up on our website today, rnz.co.nz/Jesse, and apparently it's a photo of Lake Tekapo, taken from very, very high up. Maybe our next guest can explain it. Earth observation. Sounds a bit like software from the distant future, but it's a real thing, and it's allowing scientists to do everything from predict avalanches to remotely monitor pasture quality. One New Zealand company in particular is at the forefront of this global industry, and senior scientist Maritz Lehmann from the company Zera joins me now. Hello.
Yeah, good afternoon, Jesse.
Nice to talk to you, Maritz. Can you give us a brief explanation of what Earth observation is?
Yeah, for many of us and many industries and governments, Earth observation really are our eyes in the sky. Deal with satellite-based Earth observation. So these are satellites that orbit our planet and look down rather than out into space and look down at, and we're trying to understand what's going on at the surface of our planet. And many of our industries and governments really would be quite blind without them. And
For how long has Earth observation been a thing?
Well, Earth observation started in the 1960s with satellites that started observing weather patterns, clouds, to start with. But really, the original Earth observation satellite was Landsat 1 that was launched in 1972, and it was the beginning of an era of Earth observation. And we still have Landsat satellites orbiting the Earth, and we're up to Landsat 8 right now.
And your organization is called Zera Earth Observation Institute. What is the point of view?
Well, Earth observation, the fascinating thing about Earth observation is that it's happening 24 hours a day from a multitude of satellites. So every square meter of the planet is mapped all the time. And this data is available for any of us to use. But it's actually not straightforward to turn this data into actionable information. And that's where our company comes in. We develop geophysical or biological products from these satellite images, and hopefully apply them to sustainable future of and industries in New Zealand.
Who owns the satellites and the data they collect?
Traditionally, the satellite industry has been run by large governments, very costly and time-consuming. Mm. But more and more, we're getting a lot of private companies. So, for example, the images that you see on Google Earth were taken using private satellites. And so there's a bunch of actual commercial operations up there right now that are producing great data.
So how do you get access to them?
This data is available from these companies. They have data browsers, and we can look for images that we're interested in, and then we fill our shopping cart, as it were, and download them. Mm-hmm. For some of the other data images, they're free of charge from, for example, from the European Space Agency or NASA.
What can we do with these images? How are they useful to us?
The fascinating thing about these images is that they're really almost a gapless time series of the state of our planet. So you can observe if you're interested in a particular spot on the planet, for example, your own farm or your own property or a forest in the neighborhood. You can go back to this image archive and look how it evolved over the last 20 years and how it is evolving currently. So the change detection in this potential in these images is amazing.
And what else? I mean, I mentioned avalanche predictions. That sounds pretty handy.
That's right. So what we can do with Earth observation in particular is monitor things like glaciers and the thickness of snow and ice. And given experience and models, these might be used in quantifying avalanche risk. I wouldn't call it prediction, so we wouldn't be able to say, well, tomorrow there's an avalanche in a certain area. Well, you can certainly, based on experience and the data that we have, provide a risk level. And And similarly for other other industries or other topics, for example, drought detection and water quality.
So take us through it. This picture of Tekapo that we've got up on our website, what are we looking at there and how, where do you fit in?
So this particular image was taken with the Sentinel-2 satellite. So that's a satellite that is similar to the Landsat satellites that I've mentioned earlier, operated by the European Space Agency. And and this image is a false color image. It shows a lot of reds and blues. And we color the image depending on the feature that we'd like to bring out. So red is typically used for vegetation. So in this particular image, we'd be able to identify bare earth from vegetation. We can see the greenness of the area in terms of the false color red. And in this particular image, you also see a lot of structure in the water of Lake Tekapo. So you could see, for example, how sediment discharge into the lake would disperse in the lake. And one another thing that we often observe is the greenness of water. So in fact, the concentration of algae and perhaps cyanobacteria in these lakes.
So what makes your organization based here in New Zealand a world leader? What are you doing that is so special?
Well, we're really applying the science to New Zealand problems. So we have experts in the field, experts in water quality, experts in pasture and vegetation remote sensing. And as such, we are working closely together with industry and government to look at their demands. This data and the products that we derive are really only as good as the ground truthing data, the data from the ground that people have collected and told us, yes, this is really what we're observing. We're using that to extrapolate what we could see in those images. And really that needs us here on the ground in this country to do efficiently.
Tell me about the partnership with Airbus.
We are a distributor for Airbus imagery. Airbus runs a number of commercial satellites that that image the Earth in great resolution. So, for example, less than a meter resolution and pixel size. We are the distributor for these images here, and we're also working together in the with Airbus on the Airbus Challenge, that is a sort of an incubator for advanced Earth observation products.
Great, thanks for coming in. Maritz Lehmann from ZERA Earth Observation Institute. Nice to talk with you today. Thank you.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.